This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. 3 years ago, playwright Susan Stedman founded Port City Playwrights Project. Each year, these playwrights have presented a themed staged reading of their works. But this month, the Port City Playwrights Project presents its first full production. Founder Stedman and one of the playwrights, local small business owner Don Wood, joined us. One of Don's plays was presented in a staged reading last year. It was a comedy called Velvet Elvis. And one of Don's pieces will also be in this full production, which is called Commonplace, Uncommon Encounters.
I've always been interested in the arts, and especially writing and screenwriting. And then a friend of mine, who was a writer, told me about this Port City Playwrights group. So I contacted them, submitted a few works to be read, and enjoy being around the creative process and the creative people that are members of the group.
Commonplace, Uncommon Encounters includes work from five playwrights, plus the structural composition by Susan Stedman. Stedman's piece was the impetus for this creative collaboration.
Well, a couple of years ago, we read my play Baggy Boy at a meeting, and somebody said just casually, you know, we could have a whole night. This could be a full-length play with having this custodian pop in and out of the picture throughout. And that really intrigued me, so I asked members of PCPP to write plays that could be woven into this setting. It all takes place during one day at a rest stop off an expressway. And so people submitted plays. We talked about them. We put them together. And then came the big job of organizing all this material. And this fell to me.
The rest stop is the common place in the Commonplace, Uncommon Encounters. One thing that's been in the news this past year was, of course, the HB2 issue. And
that's addressed in the play.
Yeah, one of our members has written a very humorous piece about HB2 that occurs at this rest stop.
In several places, I've used the same actors in different characters. For example, in Don's play in Act 1, there's an ex-husband and wife who are at each other's throats. But in Act 2, they become two other characters who meet, who don't know each other. And I've done the same thing for several of the pairings, just in the hope that it gives you, you're taking something with you when you're seeing Act 2. These characters were different in Act 1. And I think they shed a little bit of light on the Act 1 characters when they are enacting the Act 2. There's an actor in Act 1, a young man and a woman, and they meet at the rest stop, and they have their seduction, mutual seduction, most of it in view of the other people at the rest stop, and they finally go off together. In Act 2, they portray a young married couple, and he is really abusive. And she is saying, it's not my fault, it's not my fault. So it's the flip side. What happens if sex is all you have between you? And what happens when a baby comes into that?
That was Susan Stedman, the founder of Port City Playwrights Project and the director of Commonplace, Uncommon Encounters, and playwright Don Wood. The other playwrights are Brad Field, Charlotte Hackman, Alexander Neal, and Jeremy Stedman. The show opens Thursday, January 12th, and runs for 2 weekends at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Discover more details at whqr.org.